on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we're catching up with Genevieve Wood on the go. Actually, Genevieve, so much appreciate. I know you're traveling, but regardless, even when doing so, you often take a few minutes to join us with a look at various articles at the Daily Signal, and today's no exception. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Steve.
Well, listen, in the news cycle that is the story of the assassination of Trump, it's so much more than the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But, you know, many of the headlines, including his name, I do want to say this. Go to the Daily Signal .com and keep up on other really important, you know, there's important stories that may get kind of lost in, you know, where the air's been sucked out of the room, you know, in this news cycle. But I mean, there's so many things going on. There's talk of the budget and you know, international things that are continue. You know, listen, the world is continuing to do what the world does. However, Genevieve, I think we'd be remiss not to touch on one of the many stories found at the Daily Signal in regards to Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. There some big news delivered as Megyn Kelly was hosting the show yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. They have already met as a board, and they've decided that going forward, the new chairman of the board and the new head of Turning Point is going to be Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, who I'm sure many of your listeners have seen over the past week or so, especially the speech she gave just 2 days after his assassination. And I mean, in some ways, I'm not surprised, because she seems like, in so many ways, the natural successor. And you know, they say in the letter in their announcement that this, and I don't know who specifically he told, but that Charlie had indicated that if something did ever happen to him, he did see Erica's taking on that position. So sounds like it was something he thought about and that they had discussed, and which would mean that she's as prepared as anyone could be in the situation to take that on.
Yeah. And from what I've seen, yeah, I heard the same thing. And actually, when I heard that others had spoken to Charlie and he had shared those sentiments, and knowing the integrity that I've seen from Charlie Kirk, it wasn't simply I'll tell you what I say about nepotism. I totally agree with nepotism when the person gaining the benefit of it, or the, you know, the person that's engaged as part of it, is worthy of it. And I really believe Charlie loved the people that he connected with, and in loving them, in preparing for succession, he wanted the best for them. And he believed that the best was his wife, Erica. And everything I've seen, you know, the story that I heard just in the last couple of days about the interview that she did when applying for Turning Point USA, that turned into hours of conversation where these two were clearly synergistic, on the same page, simpatico. And I just don't think Turning Point USA is going to miss a beat. As a matter of fact, I guess I anticipate seeing a lot of growth there in the coming weeks and months.
Absolutely. And I think that will be their biggest challenge, is how do you handle growth well? You know, you've got people, I just heard from somebody today who went to actually order, believe it or not, she's already doing Christmas shopping, and she went to the Turning Point USA site to order her husband a t-shirt for Christmas. And it came back up and it said, due to, you know, the great demand of people coming to the site, please expect 12 to 13 weeks before we can fulfill this order. So that's a great problem to have, but it is a challenge. But you know, I think that she won't be doing this alone. There's other leaders there that have been with Charlie for a long time that will be about this. I think, you know, they've got a lot of resources coming in, so I think they can handle it. But it will certainly be a challenge. But look, this is, you know, Charlie was a very charismatic leader, It wasn't just about politics. Increasingly, he talked about his faith as much as anything else, and that being the bedrock of why we do what we do. And I think he knew that she felt the exact same way. And it's very clear she can hold the stage. I'm almost positive she's a former Miss Arizona. So she's not somebody who's never been on a stage or had to, you know, had to compete, had to publicly speak. We saw the other night, and she, you know, was with him at so many events. Has been very involved in Turning Point. This was not just like he would go off and do it as she was, you know, doing something else or at home. She was very engaged with their work from everything I can see. So I think people are probably very happy about the decision and are just, you know, more than anything, praying for her.
Yeah, and we would encourage the listener to continue to pray for not only Erica, but the kids, their fellowship, their Turning Point USA, and pray for all those students that have been reached and will be reached by what Erica will continue to do. Successful businesswoman, and as you mentioned, active in pageants in her past, so public speaking isn't an issue. And from what I've seen as well, Charlie, and I will paraphrase what I heard him say, was that she makes him look moderate. So as in my case, you know, where my wife is my completer and keeps me on track, she was that for Charlie, and I expect to see some great things as she leads Turning Point USA into I don't know if it's a new season or a growing season, you know, but this time, you know, for such a time as this, Erica is at the helm at Turning Point USA. And before I forget, I want to make an announcement to the listener. We've been scrambling and trying to figure out how we can help bring to you, because so many are going to want to view the memorial coming up this weekend. And Calvary Church Albuquerque at 1 p.m. So it'll be delayed, but at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, will be, you know, they'll have a viewing of the memorial, Building a Legacy, Remembering Charlie Kirk. Calvary Church Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. And you will find on our website at klyt.fm a link. It'll be obvious. Just click on it. It'll give you any information you want about that memorial screening. Any more thoughts that we didn't, you know, we were talking primarily about this article at the Daily Signal, Genevieve, Turning Point names new CEO after Charlie Kirk's assassination, of course, that being Erica Kirk. But any other thoughts that you want to share personally as you've walked? I mean, it's been an emotional week and a lot of information. Anything else you want to share with the KLYT listener?
Yes, it has been an emotional week. And I think, I did not know Charlie personally. Obviously, being at the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation, we've worked with Turning Point at different times and been at the same conferences. And, we have a Young Leaders Program, which is our intern program. And one of the interns we had with us just last semester wrote about when, after all this originally happened, he's like, you know, I just had a great internship at the Heritage Foundation. But the reality and the truth is, I learned about Heritage through Turning Point in college. And so, you know, the family is big. I would just encourage people to lift up so many people who are out there in the field, standing up for their faith, standing up for, you know, what they want the freedom to be able to say. We need to be a country that allows that. But I just would give special prayers to especially Turning Point right now as they go into this season, that just, you know, God takes what someone intended for evil and uses it for good.
Amen. And I would encourage you to show your support, not only through prayer, but your words of encouragement. And all these organizations that we brought up today, the Daily Signal, the dailysignal.com, heritage.org, and Turning Point USA, all nonprofit organizations. And these are opportunities to let your community, let the public square know with your dollars, with your prayers, with your words of encouragement, what you would like to see in our culture. So we'd encourage you to visit all those sites and be supportive in any way that you can. Genevieve, always appreciate the time. Traveling mercies to you, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.